66 and a half minutes gone. Tipperary 23 points, Limerick 21. Puck out goes short to Ronan Maher now. Maher looking down the field, plays this ball now and up with the hand and up with the hurley goes Gerard O'Connor. Breaks towards Gerard O'Connor. He gets the shoulder, gets the ball away somehow. Tip crowd one to the free. The ball is on the ground now. Dan McCormick tries to win it. Darrow Donovan looks like he's won it for Limerick. Turns back though. He needs an option and he is that option to Declan Hannan. Hannan plays it forward now to Dermot Burns. Loose touch from Dermot Burns. Ball is on the ground. Lovely little flick from Brian O'Mara. Gets it off to Noel McGrath. Noel McGrath looks down the field targeting Seamus Callanan, but out in front of Callanan is number 3 Dan Morrissey. Dan Morrissey plays it off to Kyle Hayes. Kyle Hayes goes down the line now to Limerick's number 26 David Reedy. Reedy looks one way, looks the other, plays it back towards Hayes. Hayes now just bottled up a bit, gets a hand pass away now and it's gone as far as number 22 Richie English. Ball on the ground though and looks like Jake Morris is the back in his own half back line. He's won the ball and he's just had to drive it long. Foot race on now. Shamey Callanan's out in front of his man. Oh, and he just can't get it into his possession. Catches it and just drops it and Barry Nash gets in possession. Barry Nash hand passes it back now and here comes Limerick through Declan Hannan. Finds Dermot Burns just outside his own 45. Dermot Burns now finds a free man. That's number 23 Graham Mulcahy. Central position 65 yards out. Graham Mulcahy over the bar it goes. A big score for Graham Mulcahy. Some of the Tip crowd wanted a throw in the Limerick full back line. It wasn't given. I couldn't really see it myself. But instead, it's gone over the bar from Graham Mulcahy. 67 and a half minutes gone. Nearly 68 minutes gone. Tipperary 23 points. Limerick 22, Ken.
Yeah, two subs prepared to come on for Tip.
Sean Ryan and Johnny Ryan both ready to come on. Not going to be introduced just yet. Liam Cahill having the final word with the lads. As Rhys Shelley now, down to her right-hand side, goes long. Bit of mist falling in Semple Stadium. Puck out, one in the air, somehow. By Tipperary. Who's in possession of this ball? It's Conor Stakelam. He can't get the hand pass away. Barry Nash now under pressure from Seamus Kennedy. The ball is on the ground just outside the Limerick 45. Tipperary lead by one. 23 points to 22. Referee's going to stop to play to throw it in. And we might see Conor Stakelam down now. He was in possession of that ball. He lost possession of the ball. And referee now just going to stop things as Tipperary have two men down. Gerard O'Connor has been limping the last few minutes. And off goes Conor Stakelam. And on comes Johnny Ryan. So Johnny Ryan is onto the field, the Arvale Rovers club man, making his third championship appearance. Started the last few games. So we're waiting for Sean Ryan to come on. So off goes number 14, Gerard O'Connor. So he looked to be carrying a bit of a knock. So I think he said 37,000, Ken. So
37,000.
Big crowd here in Semple Stadium as Conor Stakelam limps off and Gerard O'Connor limps off. We must say a fair play to Gerard O'Connor. 9 points he scored here today. Can't remember him missing a free, but he's just limping now as he's taking his seat in the dugout. But fair play to him as John McGrath looks like he's ready to come on. The ball is thrown in now in the middle of the field, just halfway between the Limerick 45 and 65. There's a few men in there. Looks like Seamus Kennedy had it for a second, just kicks it out. But looks like Graham Mulcahy wins it. Graham Mulcahy tries to take on, gets a shoulder, and the referee's given a free. I'm not too sure what, so it's going to be a free out for Limerick and it's going to be taken by Dermot Burns. Now he's a long way. Yeah. We know Dermot Burns, he probably has the benefit of a little bit of a breeze, so he's about 5 yards outside his own 45 and 5 yards in from the sideline, just down to our left hand side. Tip lead by one. The clock has ticked 70 minutes 5 seconds. We await the fourth official. He's just about to hold up the board. And he's holding up the board that says 6 on it. There's going to be 6 additional minutes here in Semple Stadium. But what we know already is that Tipperary have hung in there for 70 minutes with Limerick, something they haven't done for a few years. Dermot Burns now hits this long. It looks accurate. Oh, what a score that is from Dermot Burns. I told you where the free was from. Just in, outside his own 45, just in from the sideline, and he has levelled things up. 23 points apiece here in Semple Stadium. 70 and a half minutes gone in this Munster Senior Hurling Championship game. Puck out goes short now to the fullback. Oh, a lovely little step from Michael Breen. Puts Dan Morrissey on the ground as the ball goes long now towards Sean Ryan. Ryan's out in front of his man. Ball just breaks off him, and it's going to be a line ball now out for Limerick, just inside their own 45. Tip can't give away anything too easy now, Ken. 23 points apiece, 71 minutes gone. We're going to have 6 additional minutes. We've 5 minutes to go. Sideline going to be taken now. Bang on the 45 over on the far side of the field underneath the new stand. Left of centre as me and Ken look out onto the field. Paul Carroll here with Ken Hogan alongside me. Mulcahy, Car Sales, Art Crony is who this coverage is with, thanks to the line ball is almost mishit, and it's a ruck ball forming now just inside the 65 of Limerick. The ball is there to be won. There's 5 or 6 players from each team in there rooting, trying to get the ball out. I think a Tipperary man has it. A Tipperary man's been knocked to the ground, and the referee has called over carrying, and it's a very contentious decision over on that far side of the field, because Diarmaid Burns is going to have the chance to give Limerick the lead.
No throw-in, is it?
I'm not sure now. It looked like he made the signal for over-carrying, but the crowd really didn't like that over on that far side, and Noel McGrath was in straight away as it's really starting to mist down here.
Hold up, is it a second
and it's
yellow?
Yellow card for Barry Nash. He's already been yellow carded, so it's a red card for Barry Nash. So whatever he said to the referee or whatever happened over there, Jake Morris is G'ing up Connor Bowen Co. out there. But Barry Nash is going to have to leave this field early.
He's been given
a second yellow card, and it's going to be a throw-in instead of a free out to Limerick. So incredible scenes here. 23 points apiece, 72 and a half minutes gone. It's now raining here in Semple Stadium, but out comes Limerick with the ball. And in possession of this ball is Graham Mulcahy. Graham Mulcahy is going to have a chance to put Limerick in the lead. Graham Mulcahy from 45 yards out. He's mishit it, and he's dribbled it, and it's bounced wide. Ronan Maher's on the ground. He busted a real effort there to close down Graham Mulcahy, and he put Mulcahy under enough pressure, but Ronan is feeling the effects of that now. Tipperary playing against 14 men now. Barry Nash off the field for two yellow cards. Tipperary going to play on though, and it's a long ball straight in the hands of Diarmaid Burns. Poor stuff, but it's been intercepted. It's been read by Seamus Callan. Callan to give Tipperary the lead. He's put it over the bar. Seamus Callan, his first score of the game with number 18 on his back. He intercepted a loose hand pass inside the 45 off his right-hand side, put it over the bar, and now Tipperary are in the lead, 24 points to 23. Ronan Maher is still on the field, but he's limping. The puck out goes long now, and it could break towards William O'Donoghue. O'Donoghue's in possession of this ball. Breaks a couple of tackles, gets it off to Graham Mulcahy. Mulcahy runs across the 45, cuts in between a couple of tacklers, gets it off to William O'Donoghue. O'Donoghue looks like he doesn't want to shoot, gets it off to Graham Mulcahy. Mulcahy from the 21 puts it over the bar, and that's the leveller from Limerick. 24 points apiece, 73 and a half minutes gone. We're going to play 6 minutes of additional time. There's 2.5 minutes to go. The rain has fallen here.
It was in there. We were lucky that we didn't concede a goal.
A goal chance was possibly on there as the puck out goes short now to Michael Breen. Michael Breen gives it back to Reece Shelley now, and Reece Shelley gives it back to Michael Breen. Good composed play from the fullback and the goalkeeper. Ball goes long. A poor ball though from Michael Breen, and it's been won in the air by Diarmaid Burns. Is Burns going to have the chance to win it? He's tackled. Referee says no foul. Diarmaid Burns looked like he threw himself to the ground, but the breaking ball has been won now, and it's going to be a chance for Tom Morrissey to put Limerick in the lead. Morrissey off his left-hand side. Morrissey from 50 yards out. Morrissey puts it over the bar, and Limerick are in the lead. 74 minutes gone. The crowd are erupting here in Semple Stadium. Limerick are in the lead. The poke out goes long, but it looks like we're going to have a substitution. And it's going to be a substitution for Tipperary. Off comes Noel McGrath, and on comes his brother, John McGrath. John McGrath is on the field now. 74 and a half minutes gone. Tipperary 24 points, Limerick 25. Ken, this puck out is huge.
Huge.
Reece Shelley down to our right-hand side now. Ball in his hand. There's a green flare at the back of the town end. Reece Shelley now finds a lovely ball towards Brian O'Mara. O'Mara goes up with one hand, controls it. Now plays it across to Ronan Maher. Ronan Maher needs to get rid of this ball, and he does. Looks to find Mark Keogh. Mark Keogh lets the ball go over his head. And it's just been won there, and it's going to be a line ball, and it's going to be given out to Limerick. Not too sure about that. It was a 50-50 ball. Liam Cahill has ran 60 yards up the line to have a word. And now down on the ground there is one of the Tipperary men. It looks like Brian McGrath got a shoulder from Aaron Galan. And it's going to be a line ball out for Limerick, Ken.
We have line ball out.
75 minutes, 10 seconds gone here in Semple Stadium.
I would expect to be 77 played at least.
So it's going to be
substitutions.
A line ball out now for Limerick. Just about a yard or two outside their own 45. It looks like Darragh O'Donovan is going to take it. 75 and a half minutes gone of a minimum at least 6 minutes of additional time. The ball breaks now towards Seamus Kennedy in the middle of the field. Hand pass goes forward now towards number 24. Is that a foul? The referee doesn't want to give a free. It looked like it was going to be a free, and now it is going to be a free in for Tipperary. But who takes the free now, Ken?
This is the free that Jake Morris is hanging around there.
It's a free from just halfway between the 45 and the 65 central position. We've played 75 minutes 50 seconds.
Looks like Jake Morris, they're talking about it, they're chatting about it.
Who is going to take this free?
Jamie Callan not coming out to take it.
It looks like it is going to be Jake Morris is going to have the chance to level things up. As the foul there was committed on John McGrath, he won the free. It looked like he'd been fouled earlier. The ball dropped to the ground, a ruck formed, and then the free was won there as the ball has been hit away now.
Poked away. Very unsporting by Limerick. If the referee had seen that.
A red card for Liam Cahill. Liam Cahill has received a red card. So whatever he said to the referee, he was incensed about that line ball that was given. So Liam Cahill has been given a red card. So interesting to see what happens now as this free is going to be taken. It looks
take
like
your time, Jake. Take your time. John McGrath still taking responsibility, is he?
It looks like John McGrath is going to be the one to take it.
I think Jake is carrying an injury, but the referee would definitely have brought the ball up 10 yards at least.
Yeah.
If he had seen what Limerick had done with the ball. Good so man, John.
There's a lot of pushing and shoving going on. So the free is going to be taken by John McGrath. I look down to my left-hand side. 77 minutes gone. Cheers go out around Semple Stadium as John McGrath gets ready to take this. As the lineman is telling him to go back.
Ah, come on, linesman.
Go back an inch or two, says the lineman. Now John Kiley's saying, the watch. But John, the ref hasn't blown the whistle yet. But here we go. John McGrath, halfway between the 45 and 65 to level the game. Hitting into the climbing end. He hits it high. It over the bar. John McGrath levels things up. A big score for John McGrath. He missed a free in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. He scored one here. It's a tie game. 25 minutes, 25 points apiece. The referee has blown the final whistle. I couldn't tell you what that means in terms of permutations, but Ken, it's been a sensational game. Tipperary have drawn with the All-Ireland champions, 25 points apiece. Try and sum that one up for me.
Yeah, what a game. 25 all. Nothing could separate the two teams. Brilliant performance from Tipperary. That's all we're concerned with. Psychologically, as you can see, there's a little bit of afters there after the match as well.
Yeah, still going on there, pushing and shoving in
the middle
of the field.
From our situation anyway, we've got to remember we have a bigger picture next weekend.
Yeah.
We've got to be worried about that. So from that point of view, we've got to take it.
A lot of push.
Still a bit of skirmish on, but Tipperary stood up and were fought as men today. James Owens there with Liam Cahill. Talking about a little bit of afters there.
Yeah, it's still continuing here. Players pushing and shoving. Nothing really malicious, but still a lot of pushing and shoving going on. So as I just look down and Clare win, Tip Limerick draw, that means Clare have qualified for the Munster final. The other final spot and All-Ireland preliminary quarter-final place is still up for grabs. So it's still all to do. It's both teams have to get something from next week. Tipperary remain unbeaten in this Munster Championship, but they're going to need to go and get something against Waterford.
Yeah, but this was a day for heart. This was a day for character. And this was a day for Tipperary stood up and didn't lie down under that Limerick onslaught. And Tipperary did that today. Everything was fought. This is an amateur game, Paul. But those two teams left everything on the pitch. Down to the bitter end. I think both managements will be happy enough with the result. Keeps Limerick in the championship. Tipperary are one step further. But it was so important for Tipperary to get a result today.
And the tip chants ring out as the players are shaking hands out in the field now as any bit of those afters have finished up. And Tom Morrissey is out signing autographs. And there's no one been allowed on the field, which is something I don't like to see here. But nonetheless, it's finished a draw here in Semple Stadium. 25 points apiece. But Ken, big free from John McGrath. From an easy enough position, middle of the field. Halfway between the 45 and 65, but no free is easy when you know it's to level the game. And he stood up. He missed the free against Cork down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh late on. He could have said, no, I don't want it. He stood up. He took the free. He put it over the bar, and it's leveled things up. But a great free from John McGrath.
Yeah, well, that's the character of the McGraths and the McGrath family. John wasn't going to shirk the responsibility. I think Jake seemed to be carrying an injury as well.
Yeah.
But John, in no way, was going to shirk that responsibility. And a wonderful pint under pressure. But keep in mind, this game was really on a tight rope right throughout. Limerick looked to be taken over, went ahead, but Tip fought back. John McGrath came on, won a vital free. And a wonderful ovation for the Tipperary team coming off now.
Brilliant ovation from all the Tipperary crowd here as Tip walk in. And it's great to see. Liam Cahill called for the people of Tipperary to get behind this team. And I can tell you now, as I look down on that tunnel, as they walk in here to the old stand, they are getting a great reception from all the Tipperary supporters. We've seen another great game in this Munster Senior Hurling Championship, and it's ended in a draw. Tipperary 25 points, Limerick 25 points. That means Tipperary will still have to get something against Waterford. That game is here next Sunday, and we hope to have a big crowd and a big listenership as we will cover that game as well here. A reminder to listeners that we'll be looking back on all the action over the weekend and plenty of talking points from this game with Ronan Quirk on Extra Time tomorrow night from 7 o'clock here on Tip FM. I'd like to thank Ken Hogan. I'd like to thank Mackay Carsales, our crony, for their help with coverage. Ken for the co-commentary here. I've been Paul Carroll. We will leave it at that. It's finished up here in Semple Stadium in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. Tipperary 25 points, Limerick 25 points.
I think you're going to need to lie down after that one, Paul, aren't you?
Oh, Jesus. They don't make them easy.
No, we're not done yet. Another weekend to go with this. Thank you very much, lads. Safe home to you. Yeah, nine times level, so they were across this afternoon. Tip against Limerick, 25 points apiece. The lads were saying it is going to come down to the last round of fixtures.